So we are on the 12th of the month of Shvat, which means that Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, begins Sunday night and Monday. And of the four new years that are encoded in the Jewish calendar, Tu B'Shvat, of course, is the new year of the trees. And I always felt connected to Tu B'Shvat when I lived in Los Angeles, because the climate is so much like Israel that Tu B'Shvat felt like Tu B'Shvat. But, you know, we have plenty of forests here, and I thought that what I'd want to do, I'll share one little bit of Hebrew verse, but, you know, the rabbis say that there's wisdom in all the nations, and I want to share with you a book that I've been reading for about a month now, I guess in honor of Tu B'Shvat, and it's blowing my mind. It's by Peter Wohlleben, a German arborist, and it's called The Hidden Life of Trees. And this book is really blowing me away. So I'll start with just one little quote to ground us in Jewish text, and then I'm going to sum up why there's rain, why there is water, because I think that's pretty appropriate for Portland and rather interesting. So in Sanhedrin in the Talmud, Tanu Rabbanam Adah Nivra Be'erev Shabbat U'mipnei Ma. The rabbis want to know, why was a human being created on Erev Shabbat? Why not at the beginning of creation? It's so that if the human being becomes too haughty, they can be told the gnat preceded you in the order of creation. So there's a little bit of rabbinic humor for you just to start out. So here's a question that is studied here and which to me is just a beautiful example of God's presence in the world in ways both large and small. And the real question is, why does it rain at all? And the reason it rains at all, of course, is because there are in the air clouds, right? It's not a trick question. So why are there clouds? There are clouds because water over the ocean evaporates and the moisture gathers together, and that's what a cloud is. And so that all makes sense, but the real question is, why is there rain once you get more than 400 miles off the coast? Because those clouds that gathered from the evaporation on the ocean have emptied themselves out. And if it were only coming from there, there would be no water anywhere. Everywhere inland, more than a few hundred miles, would be a desert. And the reason why it rains is because there are forests. And forests are water pumps. And the way it works is amazing, particularly with deciduous trees, trees that lose their leaves every year. Each yard of forest contains 27 yards of leaves. And when the rain comes, particularly off the coast, and lands on the leaves, some of it immediately transpires or evaporates back up and therefore forms new clouds which can go further inland. And as long as you periodically have these clouds, the water will keep going in, and the forests also slowly gather and store water, and in the summertime that evaporates up and goes out. But we don't have a lot of conifers here. I mean, we mostly only have conifers, pine trees and whatnot, and they operate in a slightly different manner. The terpenes from the pine trees, the terpenes are, you know, the pine sap that you get on your fingers or your clothes, and it never, ever comes out. They actually evaporate also, and they gather a bunch of water to them. So that clouds around conifer forests are twice as dense as clouds over deciduous forests. So the reason why we have so much rain here, apart from the fact that we're still close to the coastal forest range, is because pine trees themselves make really thick clouds. And this process of pumping the water continues. So that forests are not just trees, but they play this deep role of ensuring that the entire world is watered. And we don't think about forests that way normally, but in Tu B'Shvat, when we celebrate trees, it's pretty amazing to think that there's an entire book that blows your mind away with one story after another like that. And you realize how intricate the creation is and how worthy it is for us to slow down periodically and learn about it and learn how the world works in ways we could never imagine.